Ocean Beauty Seafoods told Fishermen the News this month the Seattle-based processor will only be operating the larger of its two shoreside facilities in Southeast, the Excursion Inlet plant near Juneau. Ocean Beauty will also work with another company, Alaska General Seafoods in Ketchikan, to expand their combined fleet of tenders that will purchase fish on the grounds. Ocean Beauty plans to place its smaller Petersburg cannery on a one-year furlough, with the exception of herring roe on kelp. That's a small niche processing operation just in the spring. Tom Sunderland is Ocean Beauty's director of marketing.
This is based on the fish and game projections for the very, very low pink salmon harvest for Southeast. Based on the fish and game numbers, there just aren't going to be enough fish to profitably operate all the plant capacity. There's going to be way more plant capacity in Southeast this year than that number of fish will justify.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is projecting a catch of 19 million pink salmon this summer in Southeast. That harvest would be roughly half of last year's catch, as well as half the annual average for the past decade. Ocean Beauty's Petersburg operation primarily cans salmon and processes salmon roe caviar. While it will not be buying salmon at that plant this summer, Sunderland says the company has done its best to protect its fleet of fishermen through the arrangement with Alaska General Seafoods.
So what we're doing is we're going to keep all the whole tender fleet supporting our entire fishing fleet. Okay, so we're still going to be supporting the entire fishing fleet with the entire tender fleet. The advantage to this is that all 19 tenders are going to be jointly operating for both AGS and Ocean Beauty. All of those 19 tenders will have the imprinter plates for both companies. They will operate on equal footing with fishermen for both groups. So we will support all the fishing areas and all the fishing fleet we always have.
Ocean Beauty spent a long time trying to decide what to do this summer, according to Sunderland, who says the company was certain of losing money if it kept both its Southeast facilities open. In trying to decide which plant to use in conjunction with Alaska General Seafoods, Sunderland says Ocean Beauty considered the possibility that the pink run could come in larger than expected.
I mean, it's always a possibility that the fish and game numbers aren't going to pan out. There's going to be a really big run. Who knows, right? If there is a big run, the AGS plant and the Excursion Inlet plant have both been operating way under capacity. And they could both handle, I mean, combined, they could handle a very, very big run all by themselves. Those two plants operating under capacity means that we protected ourselves just in case a lot more fish show up than we think are going to show up.
It was still a difficult choice, according to Sunderland, who says the company was concerned about the impacts the one-year closure would have on Petersburg's economy.
That's the thing that caused us the most heartburn of all, because we're strictly a shoreside processor, and you know we don't operate any at-sea catcher processor boats or anything. We operate strictly shoreside everywhere we are, and so we always think about these communities.
As one of the town's three major processing plants and one of only two salmon canning operations, Ocean Beauty's one-year hiatus could have a variety of impacts on Petersburg's economy. Less fish landed in town means less raw fish tax income for city coffers. That annual revenue helps pay for the harbor and other local services. One less processing plant will also mean less revenue for the city's water and electric utilities. Ocean Beauty is also a customer at Petersburg's community cold storage. Ocean Beauty has told its fishermen that it will provide some services in town for those who like to base themselves here in the summer. However, local businesses worry there will still be fewer outside boats coming to town. Angela Lambert is a Chamber of Commerce board member and worries about the potential loss of business throughout the community. She works at Petersburg Shipwrights, which helps outfit visiting fishermen.
I think we're going to get hit pretty hard with not having these guys come in and gear up, getting their fishing supplies, their rain gear, their you name it, and not coming through the Shipwrights is really going to hurt us because we don't really have much scope for anything else besides commercial fishing.
Lambert is also concerned there will be fewer fishermen using the services of the crane company she operates with her father. Along with attracting some outside fishing vessels, Ocean Beauty employs roughly 150 or more workers during the summer. Most are from outside Alaska. However, they make use of local restaurants, bars, and retail stores. Chamber of Commerce board member Hillary Whitethorn is a co-owner of Jabahoo's Coffee Shop and Keto's Cave, a bar and liquor store located right by the Ocean Beauty bunkhouse.
My employees have all heard about it, and it concerns them as well, you know, especially the employees here at Keto's. As far as customer flow and tips and all that kind of thing is all, I think, running across their minds. You know, and the bunkhouse is right next to our business, so we do generate a lot of business from the employees that are employed through Ocean Beauty, so that's unfortunate to have that loss. And I would assume it will affect a lot of businesses in town just as far as groceries go. And, you know, they don't tend to spend a lot of money, but there's just more people in town, and that always generates more money in our economy.
However, as a business person, Whitethorn understands Ocean Beauty's decision. She also adds an optimistic note, suggesting the situation could be a learning experience that helps local businesses improve what they do and ideally attract more of the people who are going to be here spending money. Ocean Beauty Sunderland says this is just a one-year closure, and he points out the cyclical nature of salmon runs. Pink salmon have a two-year lifespan, and their runs are typically lower in even-numbered years like this one. Sunderland is hopeful for the future.
And we have every reason to think that the fish will come back. I mean, Alaska's in different regions has seen variations over time, you know, when it's been up and down here for a few years. And then, and because the state manages the fisheries well, we have a lot of faith that the fish are going to come back. And so the long-term future of the plant is good.
Petersburg's two other major processing plants are owned by Icicle Seafoods and Trident Seafoods. Ocean Beauty has operated its plant in Petersburg since 1985. Historically, this could be the first summer in at least 20 years that Icicle will have the only major canning operation in town. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.